It's Data Transfer Season 2, Episode 8, and I'm Monde.
And I'm Corla.
God, that was the worst plosive of all time.
That was wild. It was sounded brutal. Like you snorted
Andre.
The whole mic.
I just said, and the whole mic went.
do a little like metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of did one of these and then my boobs were in the screen.
Boobity 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 boob.
Hello. Yeah, that's right. I'm not wearing a shirt.
Hey, Audrey.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
You know. How are you doing?
Ooh, we're getting the flippy dippy.
A little bit.
Flippy zoop, zoop, zop.
Dip, yeah. I really poured my heart out on this week's Radio Free Tote Bag After Dark. I don't know if you've heard the one that came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Everything in life feels really overwhelming and difficult, and it makes me very sad.
Yeah. I feel for you, babe.
But this is an entertainment product, so yeah, you know, I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, if I don't get to, I guess you don't get to either.
Ooh, how are
boy,
you, babe?
The lost recording is rough.
Oof. I still have the files if you ever want to go back and revisit real fucking sad.
Well, I was drunk and I was just letting out what was in my heart.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
You been playing anything?
Magic. The Gathering?
Magic the Gathering.
Magic
the
Gathering.
You have your little Helga icon on Arena.
Yeah, I've been playing that Helga Skittish Seer deck I've been talking about for a while.
She's a frog.
She a frog. She a good frog.
Frig. She's frig. A frog that becomes a problem so much faster than you think.
Yeah. If I can generate enough mana, she a fucking problem.
Fucking bonkers. It's scary.
Plenty of ways, because her whole deal is that she gets bigger when you play a creature with converted mana cost 4 or greater. But there's a whole bunch of creatures that have a converted mana cost of 4 or greater that have alternate costs that are less than 4.
Yeah.
So there's Parcel Beast. He's 4, but the mutate cost is only 2. So it's a net, you don't lose any mana available for a turn for the purposes of casting creatures by mutating Helga into the Parcel Beast. And then you get to that mana. Yeah.
You can gain, that can be mana positive.
Absolutely, it can be. In the case of, I'm thinking of fucking, actually no, it's still mana neutral. The only one that's mana positive to my knowledge is Gemrazor.
Ah, yes.
Because he's 3, goes to 4, and you get the counter. Anyway, that's really boring for anybody who doesn't play Magic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty okay. I'm a week away from Factorio Space Age coming out.
Woohoo!
I am extremely excited for that. That's like a whole fucking other game tacked onto the game I like. The game that I have. Let me just...
get a bonus game.
699.1 hours on...
What's the game with the most hours you have on Steam?
Ooh, that's probably FF14 at 6,653 hours.
Wow, I thought I had a lot with 2,195 hours in Slay the Spire.
Nah.
That's with, leaving it on for days at a time sometimes.
Nah.
No, it's not.
I'm better than
much.
You because I dump hours into an MMO.
I bet I have at least that many on World of Warcraft back in the day.
I don't think anything.
I'm so glad it never kept track of my World of Warcraft stats.
TF2 is not even 500 hours. And I've been playing that game since its release. Admittedly, not on the same Steam account, but still. Maybe.
I'm trying to see if I can find...
I don't want to think about that. Yeah, okay, it's at the top of the list. The only thing that comes anywhere close in, and by that I mean has the same number of digits is Warframe at 1,002.7 hours.
That's pretty kind of a lot.
But speaking of Final Fantasy, there's a little free playtime thing. I'm poor, I don't get to sub all the time. But there's a little free playtime. And I used it to level up my Machinist so that I could do a cosplay for my character that I've been wanting to do forever, which is Virginia Maxwell from Wild Arms 3. There's like a whole fucking Wild West area in the latest expansion. So it was just perfect. It was finally time for me to do this. And I did it, and she looks great. I'm very happy about it. I will put those pictures in the fucking description, and no one can stop me.
Put them up.
Or make one of them the fucking episode image.
Oh, that's adorable.
That won't get us in trouble. Oh my god. Yeah, other than that, I've kind of just been rotting away.
Elections coming up.
Yeah, I keep getting hounded by people like, are you ready to vote?
I registered.
I do not have it in me to deal with electoral bullshit at this point. I just
and also
want to help the people that I can help.
Yeah, you live in a rural county. Basically. Yeah. I don't know if Wenatchee goes.
A rural county that's like kind of just where real estate moguls go while they buy up everything west of the mountain range.
Right.
They just live here up on the fucking canyon top.
Yeah, you live in a small town in a deep blue state.
Yeah, nothing I can do here.
Who fucking cares?
Not a whole lot to be done. And I know that's going to shake a lot of my friends wrong, but I just in terms of where I could put my energy to help my community, I would much rather make sure like people get housed or like eat that day.
Which
get to this, shower that day, you know what I mean?
Which this electoral choice does not give us the choice to choose.
No.
We are not able to choose housing or feeding or clothing or not murdering people.
Primarily it's between maintain what we have that sucks really bad or make it worse.
I mean, I'm not convinced they're not going to make it worse. I saw,
absolutely. Yeah. That's fair.
I saw an ad, and this ad really upset me to my very core. I've been involved to various degrees in electoral politics since I was, God, how old? 16?
Wee lass.
So like a hot 20 years of caring about presidential elections. I put a Carrie Edwards sticker on my fucking locker at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've talked to people about this shit forever. And Sherrod Brown, who's a senator from the state of Ohio, has been something of like a figure in my political education and, thinking for forever. He is as left as you get as a Democrat, a left Democrat. And I saw an ad where he was saying that he supported a conservative immigration agenda.
Yeah.
It used the word conservative.
Because it's politically expedient.
And I was like, why did I ever put any fucking stakes in you? Because what we're getting is we are getting fascism. It's fascism either way.
Yeah.
It's jingoistic, nationalistic, invested in private industry, the erosion of personal freedoms, and the elimination of immigration. And the prosecution, let's not forget, the prosecution of a genocide.
Yeah.
The one guy's gonna say grosser shit while we do it, but the project is in motion. It's just where it's right. Fucking, you know.
Yeah,
so get out there and vote, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want to make progress, don't use your ballot for voting. Use it. Get out there, listeners, listen to me. Get out there.
You're bleeping all this. I'm gonna have fun bleeping that. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Really just fucking.
I am comforted sometimes by the fact that I was radicalized at Occupy Columbus when Occupy Wall Street was in progress. I met some crusty old crust punks down there, and they were like, hell yeah, you know, the anti-capitalist protests, we're here. Like, you know, to whatever degree it's going to help anything, we want to be here at least. You know,
at least give police a few more bodies to think about pushing up against.
Right. Which nothing came to blows or anything. It was really fucking tame Columbus.
That's how it helps, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when police think they have an easy target, they just fucking go for it.
Yeah. They didn't kettle us or nothing. We did stay on the lawn of the state house overnight and, you know, all this shit. But I was talking to some crusty old crust punks, and I was like, you know, this was what? Occupy was like, what, 2011? Something like that. It was during the Obama administration. First Obama administration. So maybe 2010. I was talking to some crusty old crust punks, and I said, I just feel like something really bad's going to happen. You know, it feels like there's some looming catastrophe. And this older guy looks at me and says, the catastrophe is in progress. The catastrophe is capitalism.
Yep.
And I was like, oh. Oh.
Oh.
Really?
Mon Dieu.
And he's like, yeah, there's no averting it. There is only ameliorating it. You know, you just do what little you can to try to, you know, keep it from completely steamrolling your friends and family and community, and, you know, do what you can to kind of hold on to each other. And that's something that I wanted to say this week. I don't know if I'm going to bring it up on RFTB. We try to keep it a little more apolitical.
Yeah.
But, apolitical. Because we're an entertainment product. But the thing I really want to say, and the thing I probably will say on that show too, because it's in my heart and I have to say it. The most important thing that we can do is take care of each other and to really love the people that you love. Like, at the end of everything, that's really what we have, is what we did for the people we care about.
I would like to say that RFTB's stances and advice cannot be apolitical. That it comes
no, 100%. Like, we...
of, like, considering people to be people no matter what they are, of
yeah,
like accepting other people's self-identity as fact, yeah, all that kind of shit is not an apolitical stance. And I think y'all should just be willing, like, sure, you don't talk about current political events very often, but you should be willing to say what's in your heart ideologically.
Yeah,
so do it. If Donna doesn't want to fight me, arm wrestle me, Donovan.
They lift. They're pretty strong.
Yeah. Losing in arm wrestling is hot. I don't see what the problem is. Arm wrestling. Beat my ass into the table. That sounds great.
What do you say we talk about Digimon? How you feel about that?
I'm excited about that because we have a good episode.
We have a great episode to talk about. The title of the episode is Ken's Secret, or the Japanese that we saw, The Digimon Kaiser's Loneliness.
We both went, oh, boo-hoo at that title.
Boo-hoo. Fucking bitch.
The literal slaver is a little sad about it.
Yeah. So Daisuke has a meeting with his soccer team and finds out that their next match is against last year's champion, the team whose star player is the all-famed boy genius, Ken Ichijoji. Daisuke and his friends look him up online and find out that last season he scored a record-setting 45 goals, more than twice the previous record. You know, storied
soccer player. Yeah, he's playing like middle school soccer, and this bitch should be in the pro league.
Yeah. Davis is optimistic about his chances of winning, but the others are astonished by Ken's talent and somewhat doubtful.
Yeah, Daisuke loves this. He's
totally like,
oh, we have no trust in you, bud. Like, try your best. We're rooting for you, but, like, come on. Set your expectations.
Yole patently refuses to say anything other than, like, yeah, Ken's fucking great.
Yep.
Yeah. Jesus. Daisuke, you're like, there's no fucking chance. Like, you're,
she's like,
you're
can
dead.
He be our leader instead? I like him. Yeah. I like him more than you.
I like him more.
Specifically you, Daisuke.
Everyone's excited for Daisuke's first game ever against Ken's team. So they, and even their Digimon, accompany him to the game.
It's so cute. He's like, oh, you're going to support me?
Yeah, fucking Chibimon is like so into it. Mm-hmm. Like, Chibimon's so stoked to be going to the game.
And even Daisuke is like, my friends, they care. It's a genuinely sweet moment.
Yeah, it's very strong. When the bus with the opposing team arrives to the game, everyone is disappointed to find out that Ken is not with them.
Mm-hmm. He's like, ah, too busy.
Yeah, can't make it.
I'm like, cool or whatever.
Yole is especially disappointed as she was hoping to get his autograph. Like, she's mooning over him. She's okay, so she's bisexual.
Yes.
Or maybe she's just a huge fan of his. I mean, it does read as, like, she does mention something about, like, well, my mom's three, like, he's younger than her, Ken is. And he's like, well, my mom's 3 years older than my dad. Like, I could have his babies. Davis asks about Ken's whereabouts and finds out that he's been very busy doing all sorts of fame-related things.
You know, starting a shoddy makeup store or brand, excuse me,
dollar store fucking Sephora.
Dollar store Sephora with the fucking like glass shards in it and whatever. That was a real thing. Do you not know about this?
Yeah,
like influencer makeup with just fucking toxins and glass shards in it.
Yeah. Wild. Rub that on your face near your eyes.
Rub that on your face.
Put it on your eyelid.
I mean, glass is just silicon. Surely it can exfoliate. Yeah,
it's not gonna not fucking shred your cornea.
Lacerate. Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness.
Ty warns Daisuke that even though Ken is not present, that doesn't mean that the other team won't be hard to beat. He reminds him, he's like, listen, this is still the number one rated team in the league. Like, you're gonna have to work your fucking ass off. Daisuke is pumped up and manages to score the only goal in the first half, making the score 1-0.
Yeah.
Very intense.
He like actually does, and Ty's there coaching him on, like, look, I know you're up a point. Do not just play the defensive. They will see that coming.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep the offensive up. That's how,
Ty's just like, he's the dad who peaked in high school, who's reliving high school through his kid.
Yeah, 100%.
He's like real invested in this.
Yeah. So during the halftime break, however, Ken shows up and notices the Digidestined standing on the field in a very ominous moment.
Oh, yeah. He sees them fucking yandere eyes for a minute and then just kind of smirks, and it follows him for 40 seconds as he goes down the steps.
Yeah, with like ominous distant taiko drums.
Yeah, taiko drums in the background, just doom doo-doo-doo-doo. It's wild shit. It's like, did he plant a bomb? Is his stand activating?
What is happening?
Why is this?
What power does he have here? Oh, the power of being badass at soccer, because Ken the Rocket Ichijoji starts the second half and proves to be as good as everyone says, scoring almost immediately.
Yeah, he's like playing Rocket League while everyone else is playing soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. Though Daisuke and his team continue to play hard the rest of the game, Ken overpowers them and scores 9 goals, which is unfucking heard of in soccer. That's crazy.
He's like leading the group, calling formations and shit.
Yeah, it's gnarly. But right before Ken is about to shoot for another goal, his 10th of the game, Daisuke slides in, tripping up Ken and scraping him on the leg.
Like, making him bleed.
Yeah, drew blood.
I mean, I guess you're wearing cleats.
Yeah, but did it fucking smooth enough to not catch a foul?
Yeah.
So.
Ty's like, oh, fuck yeah, no foul. Nice one.
Ty was definitely like, hell yeah, no foul, dude.
Yeah.
Cut him up!
Hit the shit out of them shins, baby.
But Daisuke goes to Ken to apologize after the game, doing his best to talk himself up, mentioning how he dominated before Ken got there. Which I think that's probably in the English version.
That's the English version. In the Japanese, he's very self-effacing.
Yeah, he was like,
like, I did my best, but holy crap, you were fucking nuts out there.
Yeah, you're really good at this. This soccer shit, that's like your jam. They shake hands in part, and Ken calls him a worthy adversary. Yeah. As Daisuke fantasizes about his future as a soccer star on the walk home, Ken is spying from a distance and claims, in the English version, claims that no one is his equal. Nobody's my fucking equal, he said. And again, Saban not letting anything fucking breathe. You could, you know, you've got the, he's like, he's watching them from afar and he smirks. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. In the computer lab the following day, Iori spots a control spire on the digital world map. They act quickly and enter the digital world, but almost immediately, and everyone except...
just in the middle of entirely uncontested ground.
Yeah, like they had cleared out all this shit, and Iori's like, what the fuck is this? That is apparently, I put this together reading the synopsis here, that's what Ken was doing during the game.
Mm.
That's why he was late to the first half of the game. He was going and setting that up.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah. That's really funny. No, I can't make it to the game. I'm subjugating another race.
So everybody sinks into the sand. Everybody except Daisuke, that is. And the Digimon Kaiser calls to Daisuke and gestures towards his kidnapped friends hanging from a bridge.
Yeah. From a distance, it looked like they were all hanging by the neck, like dead. Sayori from DDLC. Yeah.
That they were fucking executed already.
Like they were cosplaying Logan Paul content. I'm sorry, I had to.
Now he's just friends with Mr. Beast, I think.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, just friends is a very funny way to put that. They're both fucking evil.
Yeah. And I think they're fucking. Let's put that rumor out there.
Hey, listeners. Mr. Beast. Hey, listeners. Logan Paul.
You better be catching these. Jesus.
I want you to check out the intro to Fallout New Vegas and take inspiration.
You had a 24.
I'm gonna bleep that one too.
You had a 24 karat run of bad luck.
Truth is, game was rigged from the start.
I still haven't beaten that game.
I'm the great Khan in the background who's just really psyched to be holding a shovel.
So they're hanging from the bridge. A huge three-headed Digimon, Deltamon, appears, and Daisuke begins to begs the Emperor to free his friends.
He kowtows immediately.
I'm gonna say this in my own words because it does it different in the Japanese here. The Digimon Kaiser is like, well, you know, he's hungry, Deltamon. He's gotta eat. He's gotta eat something. Tell you what, here's what I'll do. You get to pick one of your friends, and I'll just kill the rest of them. How's that sound? So pick one. But like even before that, he's like, why don't you go ahead and get on your hands and knees and beg me to save your friend. Why don't you do that? And he does it.
And once he's down,
he does it without hesitation.
Yeah. Once he's down there, he's like, all right, that's funny. Beamon, stomp his face into the dirt.
Step on your friend's head. And it's like, whoa, dude, like, what the fuck? And then he's like, okay, cool. Since you did all that for me, since you ate dirt, I'm going to just kill one of your friends. Or no, I'm going to kill all your friends except one.
I'm going to feed one to Deltamon. Can't let them all go. He's hungry. So just pick which one dies.
No, it was pick one to live.
Oh, okay. Either which way, yeah. It's very
which
fucked.
Is even worse because it's a literal soap. It's basically choice. Like you have to pick your favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that to your friends, not to your fucking teammates, especially not when you're the fucking leader. There's a Morty's mind blower about that. where there's the alien who's like got Beth and Morty captive. It's like, and you can only save one, Mrs. Smith, Summer.
I choose Summer.
And Morty's like, oh. Rick comes and saves him.
Of course, Rick saves them immediately after, so they just have to live with that.
Unless you blow his mind.
Unless.
And Daisuke can't do it. Daisuke won't do it. Daisuke refuses to deal with that shit. So Digimon Kaiser says, well, I guess I'm going to have to feed them all to him. And right as Deltamon is about to eat his friends, Digimon comes up out of the dirt, having made like a sinkhole that Deltamon steps into and like falls and like falters. And it's like, what the fuck is that? Off in the distance, Halsmon is there and shoots a beam at fucking Deltamon.
You're like, but we just saw him tied up.
What the fuck happened here? The rest of the Digimon, 4K? The rest of the Digidestined appear behind Daisuke, and the ones hanging from the bridge are revealed to be Bakemon in disguise.
Bakemon lose your power.
They did.
Bakemon lose your power. They did. Also, they anamorph.
They did anamorph.
We made certain to catch the like intro.
We made certain to catch that. I will send you the file, Corla. Please make it the episode art for this episode.
Oh, come on. I was going to do the Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Embed it somewhere. Embed it somewhere and put the link in the episode description.
I'm going to do that.
Because it's so good. Furious about being fooled, Daisuke climbs up the cliff the Digimon Kaiser is standing on and tackles him from behind, and they slide down the cliff.
Rides him like a meat
toboggan. In a way that is not homoerotic at all. They're definitely face to face, and there's definitely like jostling and bumping.
Also, Kaiser very like unperturbed by like sliding down a near sheer cliff and hitting rocks and dirt with his head along the way. He's fine.
He's way into this.
He's so good at soccer, it doesn't bother him. Once you get really good at, if sports anime has told me anything, if you get good at a sports that's basically like controlling your ki in martial 100%. Arts, you're basically superhuman 100%. Now. It's inner cultivation.
Flamedramon breaks the dark ring on Deltamon, and both him and the Bakemon stop attacking. Finally, the others destroy the control spire, but Daisuke notices something. Or rather, he, how exactly does it go in the Japanese? Because he's basically like, Ken's like, yeah, I should have bet on that. You always go for the leader when you're losing.
Yeah, and he's like, what the fuck do you mean by that? What do you mean always?
And then he looks down. Oh my god.
That injury? I gave you that injury. I cleated the shit out of your ankle.
I fucking spiked your ass on the field. And
he doesn't believe it at first either. He's like, that's gotta be a coincidence. And like, no, it's not a fucking coincidence, you
dumb
dipshit.
You dumb ass.
Cannot believe I called you a worthy adversary. This is dumb.
Fucking stupid. And, it's revealed, Ken, the hero soccer player, is the fucking Digimon Kaiser.
Yep.
Now, what are we going to do with that information? Are we going to do what I've wanted them to do the entire season and just jump him outside his house and like throw a bag over his head and roll him up in a carpet and throw him off a bridge? Like, what do we like? What? Kill him. Just kill him.
He's a public figure.
He's flesh and blood human being. Murder him.
He's a child. Yeah. You know, older children.
Yeah, bully him or something. You know what I mean? Like,
cyber bully the Digimon Kaiser
until he, you know.
Because that's definitely not going to get taken out on more Digimon.
Right, yeah, I guess he'd just.
No, you have to take him out. You have to break all of his limbs, like, crush his Digivice. Yeah.
Really fucking put the screws to him.
Crucify Wormmon in front of him. I don't think he'd care that much.
You're like, but... ah, that's inconvenient. Now I think it's time that we rate the episode on a scale of rookie to mega.
I'm going to give this one a mega, actually. I'm big on this episode. It's really, really, I love when we get to spend time with the villain. Mm. Not a thing that this show does a whole lot. I mean, they establish the villain, we spend time with them, but we don't get to, like, learn human motivation for most of them. And most of them aren't human, in fairness. That's kind of the big thing. But it's still really nice to have some complexity in our villain here. And they're facing someone on their level. It's another kid. It's another Digi-Destin.
Which we learn much later, but yeah.
He's got a Digivice. It's not hard to figure out.
It's like Kari being the eighth child.
Yeah. It's like, who could it be? This animal that I can see.
Who could it be? This other child with a Digivice.
I don't know why I went for a Zaboomafoo song there, but it was in my heart.
It's important to live. It's important to let what's in your heart out, you know?
They're going to the closet. They're going on a trip. They're going to the closet to grab their stuff and split.
Fucking PBS Kids.
Yeah.
I remember watching a lot of PBS when I was a little kid.
Rudy's got the chop zone.
You're really feeling yourself.
I like
that. I'm going to give it a mega as well.
I played on
for pizza. Many of the reasons that you mentioned, but also because you get a little bit of slice of life. You get like sports anime. Digimon is good when it does other anime styles also. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where you get a little bit of like the contemplative like terror and sadness of the episode where Tai goes back to the real world on his own. It becomes like more like a psychological thriller anime where he's like seeing things that other people can't see and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing at?
Okay. We'll get there.
Let's just go ahead and get there. Let's rock and roll.
Okay. I'm gonna link you to the page for once because the very first comment is truly the standout part of this. I couldn't find any good porn of Deltamon. I'll keep looking real quick. Go ahead and look at that and tell me the first comment
is, see, this is why I could never get into Digimon compared to Pokemon. This isn't even my final form.
Is that the first comment for you?
From Chasmatic?
Weird. No, the first one for me is from Love Sigil.
From Love Sigil. How many of these have sexy versions? ... Well, I think it's time to make some browser history regrets.
XD
9 years ago.
Yeah, this is just an evolution chart of Gazimon that includes Deltamon. I'm struggling to find porn.
Gazimon can become Black Tyrannomon or Draymon.
Guess so.
That's crazy. The garbage mon that I can't remember the name of. The really crazy looking one.
Oh, shit. Well, this isn't porn either, but I need to send it. This is the other picture. Okay. This rules, actually.
Yo.
It's a three panel comic. We've got Deltamon, like, screaming with all three heads, saliva flex like spraying out, so angy, explosion lines, and then we have Tanamon appearing to swing a giant thing of meat at him, and then the final panel is all three mouths are stuffed full of meat and he says arigato, and Tanamon says yokatta ne. And it's so cute. I'm gonna put that one in the description too.
That's adorable. I'm still thinking about this fucking fact that you could get a Raremon out of a Gazimon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Raremon, that makes sense. What's weird to me is that Raremon becomes Bopamon.
Bopamon is the toy Tyrannomon.
By way of... No, by way of Toy Tyrannomon. Babamon is the Gigimon, but it's old lady instead of old guy.
Oh. I see.
The fact that Gazimon can become Chimeramon is nuts to me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that Millenniummon at the end there? It is. Why? Is there Millenniummon porn? There is!
We'll have to hold that for when Millenniummon shows up.
Yes, I'm so excited. He's
Turgid in any of these?
Is that a
hanging hog and brain?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it appears to be another Digimon. I thought that was just a Medusa, but I guess there's a Medusa Digimon later on, I guess.
For sure.
Anyway, we'll see that later. Boobies, nice. Porn. For now.
The timing on indeed. That. You were like, for now, and I'm like, Digimon are the champions.
I'll have to move it around a little bit. We'll smooth
that
out.
Shit out. Who your digital champion is?
Fuck. You do
the
yours.
Rare Daisuke digital champion, the rare leader digital champion moment. For a couple reasons. It's so cool watching him tackle Ken.
Twice.
Just like fucking check him out the way and fucking nail him down the side of a cliff. Mm-hmm. Just like the way that shot is really cool, because it's just the Digimon Kaiser standing there like, I fuck!
Oh, shit! And then he's just a wakeboard.
Exactly. So for that reason, Daisuke is my digital champion.
You know what? I guess you gotta recognize game. When the boy is actually, like, on his game, he's good, and I enjoy that. So, yeah, I'll go
he's
with you
scrappy.
On that one, Daisuke.
He's a scrappy little dude.
He's scrappy. He can hit ghost types with normal type moves.
Is that what that is? Is that a power?
That's a Pokemon
I see.
Ability.
Scrappy does that.
Miltank is scrappy.
So she can punch a ghost.
You can use. Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
She can double edge a ghost.
I can double edge two ghosts.
Into my mouth. And that's the porn segment. There you go. We did it. We got there.
Hey, Corla, hit him with the plugs. What's going on with you and your other projects?
I mean, my main other project is Post Ponies right now. It's My Little Pony retrospective, Friendship is Magic, as well as The Rise of American Fascism. I got it all mixed up wrong. It's okay. Y'all know what kind of stuff you're in for if you've been listening to this. Very similar energy, just even more cacophonous.
Just more people. Just put two other people
in. More people.
This.
And instead of one of us being like the straight person and the other one being the horny, fucked up weirdo, we're all horny, fucked up weirdos, and it just kind of boils over. It's great. Anyway, check that out anywhere you listen to podcasts, and also smallgayhorse.com.
You should also, while you're doing that, you should go check out Radio Free Toadbag. It's a show about relationships. Where you can write in with your questions, queries, quandaries, problems with the Digimon Kaiser. go check out that show if you...
It's been really problematic lately.
If you've got some issues, if you got some heartbreak in your life, write into the show.
Write into my Ken Ichijoji RP Tumblr.
The instructions for doing so, well, you're going to have to go ahead and listen to an episode, huh? Go listen to an episode. You get to hear me describe it.
And we have one last little thing.
Oh, yeah. Because we got a Patreon.
The Patreon for this show.
And on that Patreon, we have some patrons. And those patrons have all signed up at the $5 for now, $10 a month level later on. And have earned a shout out. Which I actually have to get. The fucking stupid.
You have to give it to me too.
I think I have to log out of fucking. And we're going to shout those people out right now. Corley, do you want to start?
Are we doing this alphabetical or just top to bottom here?
I guess top to bottom from how we have it there.
Oh, that last one is me.
Yes,
by
I know.
The way.
I saw your email address.
I just like my Google there. Anyway, we'll start with Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Teresa.
Maya.
My Metamore Gigi.
And Bubba Nitro.
Thank you so much for supporting us at the Digidestined tier. You truly are my armor shinka!
I like that one.
That's pretty good.
Can't wait till we get to Jogress evolution. It's going to be great.
That's going to be great. It's all going to be great. You know what? I'm going to say it. Season 2, proven to be a lot cooler than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. Switching to sub helps out a lot.
That's helping a ton. Doing a lot of the heavy lifting is actually having it as the original artists intended.
Yep.
And not full of superfluous bullshit. Isn't that weird how that works?
More guns.
More guns, yeah. Have we seen any guns yet?
I don't think so, but I know we missed TK having a submachine gun at some point.
At some point in season one, he had the blicky and put it on somebody, I'm sure. All right, folks, you're the best. We love you. And you need to get out there and buy the products.